time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Thursday, March 14th, 2024 edition. I'm going to get to the housekeeping here to get to all your text messages. Gina in Gaylord says, tell Vicky she is my hero. I did during the break, and she said, thank you very much for the support. She said she wished you lived in Antrim County and you'd be able to vote for her. County Commissioner Nikki Kuntz, she is the county commissioner down in Manistee. She's also a second congressional district state committee member, woman. Absolutely agree on changing the time of county commissioner board meetings. We only have two meetings we do in the afternoon, but we hold it at 5 p.m. That's still too early. 5 p.m., a lot of people are still at work. You should not be holding them at 5 p.m. It should be 7 p.m., period, end of conversation, make the motion, get support. If they won't support it, and in discussion they decide to vote it down, then find somebody to primary challenge these people. It's that simple. Bye-bye, you're gone. Make the motion at your next meeting because, folks, Cliff confirmed for me, filing deadline is April 23rd for partisan races. You guys, you have about, a month and 9 days to file. You have got to absolutely file to run for county commissioner. Replace these lazy people that want to do the stuff behind your back, county commissioners. They need to go. Period. End of conversation. And I know Cliff sent it to me somewhere because he sent me a text message about this exact topic, but I'm trying to find the deadline. I think it's April 23rd. Cliff, if you're listening, confirm that. You and I text way too much. I'm not going to go and try to find it. He says in Presque County, there's two meetings a month, one at 7 p.m. and one at 9:30 a.m. Now, we fought hard to keep the 7 p.m. because some wanted to change it so that they could attend their township meetings in their districts. It's very simple. I got a very simple solution. You're the county commissioners. You must, per your bylaws, your charter, must have your two meetings a month. So you go to your four townships or five townships or three or two or one or whatever the heck your city of Presque Isle, and you simply tell them to change their meetings. County commissioner meetings take precedent over local municipality meetings. If they conflict, you tell your lower municipalities, the smaller ones, change your dang meeting nights. They can do it with a simple vote. You don't even have to change your bylaws or your charter. We're changing our meetings to the third Wednesday at 7 o'clock instead of Tuesdays and Thursdays. All in favor, say aye. If they don't agree to change theirs, well, then you vote their butts out of office, too. This is simple, people. This is so simple. 7 o'clock at night for county commissioners' meetings, school board meetings, any dang meeting. And if they conflict with the local townships, then tell the townships to change their dang meeting nights. End of conversation. Have a nice day. Thank you very much. God, why do people make this so difficult? You want better eyesight like me and Barry? You need to listen to this next segment. We'll be right back.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number three. I apologize for the little delay. We're having some technical difficulties trying to add some people into this segment right now. Joining us on the line right now is John Davis. He is the owner of MAGA Water there in Sheboygan. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Another happy Thursday. Thank you.
Yes, Tucker. Happy Thursday to you, brother. I'm trying to get a hold of Barry. I'm going to add him into the call right now, see if we can get him to get on this call. But for some reason, I don't see him being connected yet. Let me see if we can get him into the call. Barry, are you there, brother?
Yes, I am, Trucker.
Hey, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, you heard about MAGA Water here on the radio station. And you went over and bought some MAGA Water, and you started drinking it. What's been your experience drinking MAGA Water out of Sheboygan?
Well, it's awful good water, and I've had floaties in my eyes for years and years. And it was probably 10, 12 days into drinking it, and I'm looking outside, and I'm going, huh, something's funny here.
Yeah?
Floaties were gone. And
now let's stop right there, Barry. We're talking floaties, those little like fuzzies, those little blurry things that kind of float around when you look. You kind of see them through your vision. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, it is. You turn sometimes one way and they're there, and then sometimes they're just there all the time. Yes.
Right. So you start drinking the MAGA Water. And within, like you were saying, 10, 12 days, all of a sudden you started noticing that those floaties went away.
Yes, they were.
Now, let me ask you this. Has your vision also gotten clearer, like where you don't need to use your reading glasses or your prescription eyeglasses? Have you noticed an improvement in your overall vision?
Yes, there has been. I very seldom even wear my glasses anymore, maybe a little bit if I'm on a computer and it's small print or something.
Sure.
I have to put some readings on.
Some reading glasses.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Now, are you on any type of medications for your health that has changed within the last 30, 40 days that you've been drinking the MAGA Water? Have you changed any prescriptions?
I've gone down in some. I'm a type 2 diabetes, and that has changed my eyesight. I mean, there's no diabetes in my eyes, but other than that, just like basic, you know, nothing has really changed as far as, you know, I didn't change anything as far as my prescriptions. I only had a couple.
Well, right. Now, I was told, because of Missy's weight loss program that everybody knows Vicky and I have been on since April 23rd of last year, she's explained on the show that because of our blood sugar levels, that I was pre-diabetic, Vicky is diabetic, that we were going to have some changes in our eyesight. I went to my eye doctor, and he's like, Randy, since the last time you were here a year ago for your annual checkup, you've lost 90 pounds. And I'm like, yeah, from 297 to 207. And he's like, well, dude, I got to retest your eyes. And he even changed the prescription. I think it was September I got new eyeglasses. And I'm not even wearing them anymore because I can read billboards from a mile away when I'm on the expressway. I know because we just drove down to Florida and my normal 1 mile vision on billboards are back. So diabetically, the sugar level has changed in your system. So maybe that's helped. Have you been losing any weight? Have you been on Missy's program? Have you had any significant weight loss changes?
No, I'm not on her program, and I maintain about the same weight all the time. I did lose some for a while, and then, you know, winter hits, you're not as active as you are.
Right, but so you gained a little back.
Yeah.
So it's nothing to do with weight loss. So obviously your prescriptions haven't changed. So the only thing you can point to that you can attribute to the improved eyesight is basically drinking MAGA Water.
That has to be it, because, I mean, when I first noticed it, I'm going, nah, it can't be true. And I go, Well, I haven't done anything different. I take the same vitamins I've always taken and everything, and then boom, I said it has to be the water, and I was telling John and his wife that, and it till this day they're still gone, and I'm probably 8 weeks into drinking the water.
Absolutely. Hey, John, I want to bring you into this conversation.
Yes, sir.
Not just Barry and myself, but you've actually had reports of this from other customers that have been drinking MAGA water for years.
Yes, sir. We've had those kind of feedback ever since we started about 12 years ago. And what it does is raises your hydration, and the minerals just work in your cellular, and it relieves your eyes from being dry and scratchy. And it's just God's miracle, the artesian water with the natural minerals that essentially just gives you the hydration and the improvement.
Absolutely. Well, Barry, we appreciate you being a listener, number one, and we appreciate you supporting our sponsors, and we're very thankful for this product, and it's been able to help you out with your vision and your floaters. And I know those floaters, man, are a pain in the butt. I had to deal with those for years, and it's like they're gone. So I can totally concur. But thank you very much for doing all that for us, sir.
You are very welcome, and I'll be in to get some water real soon, John.
Well, hey, Barry, shout out to you. Hey, thank you for coming on today. And we did get the 4-gallon and 7-gallon Reliance containers in, and they're available now.
Okay, I'm going to need two of them there. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll hold two for you, and look forward to seeing you.
Okay, John.
Thanks, Barry. Thanks for joining the show, brother.
Have a safe trip home, Randy.
Thank you, sir.
See ya.
Bye.
John, you know, one of the things I think is so interesting, and this is why I love my sponsors, is because Vicky and I do not accept sponsorships or commercials from companies unless we try the products or the services ourselves. You know, going all the way back to WellConnect, to every, you know, Curtis Gunsmithing. I mean, we actually consume our sponsors' products. And you know very well, Vicky and I filled up 8 of those large 7-gallon tanks. And yes. I have 2 of them with us in Florida right now at the Airbnb we're staying at. And the first 7 gallons tank is empty. And after the show, I got to go and get the second one out of the Yukon and bring it in. It'll give us enough water to make it all the way back home next week. But it's amazing, absolutely amazing, how I've become addicted to the water. We were visiting with Brian Panabaker and his wife, Noreen, and, of course, at their home, they offered us something to drink. And I said, no, that's okay. I just need some glasses of ice.
Right. You know, right? We do the same exact thing. In fact, we went on a family vacation last May to Hawaii, and we actually sent 8 gallons of our MAGA water to our hotel room at the resort, because we can't live without it either, because it's very addicting. And once you get acclimated to it, you really do not want to drink any other water at all.
Well, we went to a restaurant, a very nice restaurant in downtown Fort Myers. It's called Pinchers.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't bring the MAGA water in. You know, I have a 0.5-gallon jug that I carry throughout the day. When we were at the Henry Ford Thomas Edison Estates, I had the 0.5-gallon bottle with us, and Vicky and I hydrated throughout the tour as we were walking around in that, what was it, honey, 84-degree sunny blue sky day. Yeah, it was beautiful. And we were hydrating every time we stopped to see a certain thing, and the tour guide was giving us stops to look at and to explain different things to us.
Right.
We'd sit down on a bench, and I'd hydrate her with MAGA water. Well, we went into the restaurant, and I didn't bring it in. I thought, no, we'll just go with their water. So we always sit down. We ask for ice water with lemon, and then we had an adult cocktail, you know, for dinner.
Sure.
Oh, my God. That water, even with lemon squeezed in it, I told the waitress when she came back, I said, take this water away. And I know Brian and Noreen was kind of like shocked the way I did it. But it's like, get this crap off my table. I don't even want to taste it. Vicky's like, well, I got to have some water to go with my margarita. And I went, no, sweetie, you don't. You're not drinking this crap.
Yes. I mean, we've experienced that years back. And from then on, Jamie and I, we bring in, whenever we go to dinner or we go out, we have the water, we take it in restaurants, take it into, you know, taverns, wherever we're at.
Right.
And it's just because you just they don't have the quality of water, and you have to have your MAGA water.
Well, even with the lemon, and I not only squeeze one, not only two, but three lemon slices into the water, John, you could still smell the stinking chlorine.
Yes, that's the most offensive thing. You go to check into a hotel, the sink bathroom, they smell. You smell the chlorine. You turn on the shower. You can even smell the chlorine coming out of the toilet once you're not used to being around it. It's just
right.
It's so offensive. And just thinking about drinking it, it goes back to that dead water we talked about or toilet water. You know, it's just not healthy for you. And once you start in a MAGA water, you just don't want to have any other water.
Well, we greatly appreciate you getting those bigger jugs so people can come over. Again, they're located, folks, 1406 Mackinac Avenue there in Sheboygan. You need to call ahead to set up an appointment to make sure they're there and able to take care of you. The phone number there, 231-818-9700. 231-818-9700. Give them a text message. Call them. If they don't answer, leave a voicemail message. But now, John, people can come and buy the jugs right there from you. These are quality
yes.
jugs. They got the handles. They got that beautiful spout on them. And they can actually buy the jugs, keep them permanently, but then fill them up right there at your factory.
Yes, they can. And we have the 4-gallon and the 7 gallons available now.
Excellent. And what are you selling the jugs for? What's the price? How much did it cost them to get set up for the jugs?
The jugs, we're going to give them like a $3 discount off the price of Dunham's, and so they save some money. And so we're going to pay it back so people can just
be very competitive. Excellent.
Yes, sir.
Well, now one other question. I got a text message. Does the minerals in the MAGA water, does it affect any medications I'm on? I have heart, cholesterol, and blood pressure medications. Do the minerals interfere with any of the medications I'm on? Just got that a text message from Diane.
Great question. Full disclosure, I am not a doctor. But
okay. Even though you stayed at the Holiday Inn and Express last night, right?
I sure did, and I had a Coke. Yes. And so the minerals will, in my opinion, will not affect any of your medications unless your doctor has a specific prescription saying that you cannot have a mineral. So you might want to check with your doctor, but I don't see any problems because it's just natural
minerals
going into
ground.
Your cellular and into your body to give you more hydration and more minerals that you need because your body produces these same minerals anyhow. So I would say no, there's no effect.
I got another text from Bob. He's a Great Lakes phone and computer over there in Petoskey. He says, does he have a way to fill up my RV holding tank? If I pull up, he's got a large, huge, monstrous motorhome. I think the thing holds, 50, 100 gallons. Do you have the ability to fill up his RV?
100% yes.
Excellent. You got a line that you can run out there to the side of the building and get it out there into the RV.
Right. Yeah, we have a bay in the back you can pull into, and we can fill it up right there.
Excellent. When I had a friend come from Germany, she asked me why I was drinking pool water.
That is hilarious.
Yes. Now we can refer to it to pool water with the chlorine. We don't have to call it toilet water.
You know what? That's brilliant. I like that.
Christine, we're going to
send you a
text message, sweetie. Thank you for sending that to us.
Yes, that's outstanding.
Yeah. All right. Again, the phone number, 231-818-9700. Text me MAGA. Make America Great Again. If you want that in a clickable, textable, dialable link, just text me MAGA, and I'll text you back 231-818-9700. John, we greatly appreciate it, and thanks for taking care of our floaters, brother.
Awesome. Anytime, and safe travels, and God bless.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, trucker. Bye.